This always comes down to people. And you know, on the one hand, most Americans, I think, want to make sure people follow the rules. And they get frustrated when they hear people who just cut the line are trying to take advantage of living in the United States without accepting those responsibilities. On the other hand, when you talk to a lot of families who have some undocumented member in them, what you discover is they work hard, often two or three jobs, sometimes in the toughest, lowest paying jobs. They aspire to the same things that all of us aspire to in terms of building a better life for their kids. When you talk to families who are fearful that a mother might be deported and not see her children, or you know, you hear stories about young people who were brought here when they were 2-3 years old, are as American as any of us in attitude and love of country, but don't have the right papers, and as a consequence, they can't apply for scholarships or they can't travel because they're fearful that it might mean they were deported. You know, what you realize is that's not what America is about. So what we want is a system in which people are held accountable, a system in which you know, those who've broken the law have to make some amends and get right with the law, but also we want a system that takes into account that there are good people out there who made a mistake, but are very much our neighbors, our friends. Their kids play with our kids, and they love this country, and they want to contribute to its success. And if we're going to be a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants, we want to make sure that we're giving them that opportunity. I think that's the kind of common sense solution that most Americans would believe in. Scripture tells us that we shall not oppress a stranger, for we know the heart of a stranger. We were strangers once too. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once too. And whether our forebears were strangers who crossed the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Rio Grande, we are here only because this country welcomed them in and taught them that to be an American is about something more than what we look like, or what our last names are, or how we worship. What makes us Americans is our shared commitment to an ideal, that all of us are created equal, and all of us have the chance to make of our lives what we will. That's the tradition we must uphold. That's the legacy we must leave for those who are yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless this country we love.